he said. "Who have?" said Gaspode. "You know those ghastly creatures you were talking about?" Gaspode's brow furrowed. "The ones from before the dawn of time?" "Where they come from, there is no time," said Victor. The audience was stirring. "We must get everyone out of here," he said, "but without panicking." There was a chorus of screams. The audience was waking up. The screen ginger was climbing out. She was 3 times normal size and flickered visibly. She was also vaguely transparent, but she had weight because the floor buckled and splintered under her feet. The audience was climbing over itself to get away. Victor fought his way down the aisle just as Poombs's wheelchair went past backwards in the flow of people, its occupant flailing desperately and shouting, "Hey! Hey! It's just getting good!" The chair grabbed Victor's arm urgently.
"Is it meant to do this?" he demanded.
"No.
It's not some sort of special kinematographic effect, then," said the chair, hopefully.
"Not unless they've got really good in the last 24 hours, said Victor. "I think it's the dungeon dimensions." The chair stared intently at him.
"You are young Victor, aren't you?"
he said. "Yes, excuse me," said Victor. He pushed past the astonished wizard and climbed over the seats to where Ginger was still sitting, staring at her own image. The monster Ginger was looking around and blinking very slowly like a lizard.
"That's me?"
"No," said Victor. "That is, yes, maybe, not really, sort of. Come on."
"But it looks just like me,"
said Ginger, her voice modulated with hysteria. "That's because they're having to use holy wood. It defines how they can appear, I think," said Victor hurriedly. He tugged her out of the seat and into the air, his feet kicking up mist and scattering banged grains. She stumbled along after him, looking over her shoulder.
"There's another one trying to come out of the screen," she said.
"Come on!
It's you."
"I'm me. It's something else. It's just having to use my shape."
"What shape does it normally use?"
"You don't want to know."
"Yes, I do. Why do you think I asked?"
she yelled as they stumbled through the broken seats. "It looks worse than you can imagine."
"I can imagine some pretty bad things."
"That's why I said worse."
"Oh."
The giant spectral ginger passed them, flickering like a strobe light, and smashed its way out through the wall. There were screams from the outside.
"It looks as though it's getting bigger,"
whispered Ginger. "Go outside," said Victor. "Get the wizards to stop it."
"What are you going to do?"
Victor drew himself up to his full height. "There are some things," he said, "that a man has to do by himself." She gave him a look of irritated incomprehension.
"What? What? Do you want to go to the lavatory or something? Just get out."
He shoved her towards the doors, then turned and saw the 2 dogs looking at him expectantly.
"And you two too," he said.
Laddie barked.
"Dog's got to stay by his master style of thing," said Gaspode shamefacedly.
Victor looked around in desperation, picked up a fragment of seat, opened the door, threw the wood as far as possible and shouted, "Fetch!" Both dogs bounded away after it, propelled by instinct. On his way past, though, Gaspode just had enough self-control to say,
"You bastard."
Victor pulled open the door of the picture-throwing room and came out with handfuls of blown away. The giant Victor was having trouble leaving the screen. The head and one arm had pulled free and were 3-dimensional. The arm flailed vaguely at Victor as he methodically threw coils of octocellulose over it. He ran back to the booth and pulled out the stacks of clicks that Bizam, in defiance of common sense, had stored under the bench. Working with the methodical calmness of bowel-twisting terror, he carried the cans by the armload to the screen and heaped them there. The thing managed to wrench another arm free of 2-dimensionality and tried to scrabble at them. But whatever was controlling it was having trouble controlling this new shape. It was probably unused to having only 2 arms, Victor told himself. He threw the last can onto the heap.
"In our world, you have to obey our rules," he said, "and I bet you burn just as well as anything else, eh?"
The thing struggled to pull a leg free. Victor patted his pockets. He ran back to the booth and scrabbled around madly. Matches. There weren't any matches. He pushed open the doors to the foyer and dashed out into the street where the crowds were milling around in horrified fascination and watching a 50-foot ginger disentangling itself from the wreckage of a building. Victor heard a clicking beside him. Gaffer, the handleman, was intently capturing the scene on film. The chair was shouting at Dibbler.
"Of course we can't use magic against it. They need magic. Magic only makes them stronger."
"You must be able to do something," screamed Dibbler.
"My dear sir, we didn't start meddling with things best left."
The chair hesitated.